Manuscript Releases, Volume 8, Mr. Number 580. Powerful Witnessing. The truth that we are to proclaim is that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This truth is to be developed in the closing scenes of this earth's history, that the crucified one, though unto the Jews a stumbling block and unto the supposedly wise men foolishness, is nevertheless the power of God and the wisdom of God. Those who receive Christ as a personal Savior will stand the test of trial in these last days. Strengthened by unquestioning faith in Christ, even the illiterate disciple will be able to withstand the doubts and questions that infidelity can produce, and put to blush the sophistries of scorners. The Lord Jesus will give the disciples a tongue and wisdom that their adversaries can neither gainsay nor resist. Those who could not by reasoning overcome satanic delusions will bear an affirmative testimony that will baffle supposedly learned men. Words will come from the lips of the unlearned with such convincing power and wisdom that conversions will be made to the truth. Thousands will be converted under their testimony. Why should the illiterate man have this power, which the learned man has not? The illiterate one, through faith in Christ, has come into the atmosphere of pure, clear truth, while the learned man has turned away from the truth. The poor man is Christ's witness. He cannot appeal to histories or to so-called high science, but he gathers from the Word of God powerful evidence. The truth that he speaks under the inspiration of the Spirit is so pure and remarkable and carries with it a power so indisputable that his testimony cannot be gainsaid. His faith in Christ is his anchor, holding him to the rock of ages. He can say, "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." 2 Timothy 1 verse 12. Yes, Jesus is able to keep that which is committed to him against the day when he will be glorified and admired in all who believe.